Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the world of astronomy, plus what's happening in our island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. Venus and Mars continue to be seen in the western horizon just after sunset. Mars will set around about 8 p.m., followed by Venus at around about 9 p.m. Jupiter will be visible in the eastern sky from sunset onwards, while Saturn will rise around 10:42 p.m. Despite the full moon, we may still be treated to a very bright pass from the International Space Station on Tuesday, passing from the south-southwest to the south at around 7:50 p.m.
Now, I seriously doubt that the ISS is involved with our next story, but you never know. Capturing an asteroid.
Yeah, that's right. This week, it's a space mission that sounds like it's right out of the Evil Genius playbook. It is a mission to capture an asteroid, or to be more specific, a piece of an asteroid. NASA is designing a spacecraft that will travel to a nearby asteroid and snatch a large boulder from its surface.
And what would they get with this rock?
Well, this mission is designed to test the technology that we would need to capture larger asteroids in the future. This particular mission will see the spacecraft haul the rock into orbit around the moon. Now, as well as the obvious scientific value of the mission, the ultimate goal is to make asteroid mining a viable industry.
And these things can be dangerous too, right, Christopher? There could be material on that that's unsafe.
It's possible that there could be volatile ices and things like that. And also there's the risk of the asteroid running out of control and possibly impacting the moon.
But nothing like I guess I was thinking more like a virus or something like that.
Oh, nothing like that.
Okay. That would be life, I guess.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
There was a virus. we discovered life, but bad news is it's going to kill us.
It's coming right at us.
And so why mine asteroids in the first place?
Well, asteroids contain all sorts of valuable minerals and ices. Everything from frozen water to gold, platinum, and iron. If we can make asteroid mining a viable industry, then we would have access to a near unlimited supply of resources.
Sounds more positive than people drilling and doing that sort of thing on the Earth.
Absolutely.
And since we've covered things like sea monkeys in space and other questionable material on the program, where is this fall on the realism scale?
Well, asteroid mining is a very realistic possibility, but we're still a decade or so away from it becoming a real industry. However, missions like this are the first small steps towards a brighter future for humanity and for planet Earth.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and our report, thank you.
Thanks very much, Dave.
You are welcome, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.